As Han turned to wave the pair down, Harford rushed up and pressed a blaster nozzle into his ribs.
Hold it there, Solo. We won't let you endanger the Chief of State.
Han sneered down at the blaster, then said,
Assassination isn't really Jedi style, you moron.
He shifted his glance to Dalla.
Will you call this Narglatch off? If you haven't guessed it by now, we've found a cure.
Why don't we let Thawne be the judge of that?
Dalla waved Harford aside and motioned for the two Jedi to come down.
That is why you've asked me to bring him along, is it not?
The tightness of Dalla's smile suggested she still felt sure of what Thawne would say, and that was probably her worst mistake of the day. Han nodded.
Sure thing. I'm looking forward to seeing the Master at work.
He caught Tharn's eye and looked up at the swarm of hovercams, then added,
I'll bet your colleagues are too, Doc. Especially the ones who'll be giving Holonet commentary on your technique.
Tharn's eyes bulged as he realized what Han was implying, and he turned immediately to Dalla.
This is hardly the proper venue for an evaluation,
he said.
I'll need to take them back to my hospital for proper observation.
You sure you want them in your lab, with no one but a few Mando goons guarding them?
Han rubbed his neck, feigning concern for the Bith's welfare, then lowered his voice and spoke in a menacing tone.
They might still be dangerous. And you said yourself that the only safe way to keep a crazy Jedi was on ice.
The epidermal folds in Tharn's cheeks drew down tight, and he appeared to contemplate Han's words with an air of disdain. Then his green cheeks paled to chartreuse as he realized what Han was threatening, that taking the Jedi back to his own laboratory would result in its destruction. And he quickly shifted his gaze back to Dalla.
Perhaps I can make a preliminary field assessment, he said. I trust that will prove satisfactory.
Without awaiting permission, he ascended the stairs towards Saar and Tori, a whirling mass of hovercams circling his head. Dalla scowled at Han, who merely shrugged and silently mouthed,
Your expert.
Tharn stopped in front of the two Jedi and stood in silence, looking first deep into Saar's eyes, then into Tori's. After a moment, he peered up at the Chev's raised hands.
Jedi Saar,
he said.
Please tell me why your hands are raised.
Saar furrowed his heavy brow, then shrugged and pointed his chin toward the line of Mandalorians spread across Fellowship Plaza.
Because I don't want to get blasted.
Tharn nodded.
That seems reasonable.
He turned to Tori.
Jedi Altomic, can you explain why those Mandalorians might want to blast you and Jedi Saar?
Tori's upper lip curled into an edgy half-smile.
Sure. Sathias and I have been a bit barvy lately.
She shifted her gaze away, looking past Tharn down toward Dalla, then added,
But we're better now, Chief Dalla. Honest, we are.